Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh dear, morning.
Good morning, it's Running Coventry. As last week, Paul Tonkins is back on the trail running.
Yes.
Wait, let's go different way.
Okay, let's go this way.
And we're on Hampstead Heath.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a slightly disturbing start because some woman's lost a dog.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a shame.
We just got our side lady who's running with a little brown dog.
A little brown labradoodle. That's not it, is it?
Is that you, Milo? Milo? Don't look like a labradoodle to me. That's not a labradoodle.
Milo?
It's quite a big...
Yeah, that's me.
It's quite a big one. It's quite a big... I think that dog looks lost to me. Wait on.
See, is that it? It looks like it's looking for someone.
Milo! Come here. Is that Do you think that's... Is that a labradoodle? Milo!
Milo! Milo!
It's so worrying for the owner, isn't it?
Milo! She's over there. Milo! Hey, come here a second.
Come here, mate.
Feels good. They both look like they're looking for each other, at least.
It's become a real community happening, hasn't it?
She's on the way, but he's off up the hill.
Here's the owner here. Milo!
Milo, come back. Come on, Milo. Milo! Oh, no.
Is that Milo? Oh, God.
You do another hill rep.
Thank goodness. What a heartwarming end to the little episode.
Here he comes. Hey!
With Paul Tonkinson and Rob Deering.
What a heartwarming beginning to the episode.
Lovely Peppa Pig outfit, by the way.
Milo.
Oh, that was such a happy
reunited with her owner.
It was great. It was a real clarity because, as we were saying, as we started off this, like, you see the little dog, that's Gary Busey in Point Break.
Yeah.
When everyone saw the brown dog, it just suddenly became clear that everyone was vaguely on the lookout for Milo. Yeah. Suddenly everyone in these cameras said, Milo!
Searching for
and then
Milo.
Meanwhile, Milo's looking around at everyone going, why are all these strangers talking
to
me?
How come everyone knows me all of a sudden?
I'm going to head off up this hill and keep looking for my owner.
It's like some weird episode of The Truman Show for dogs.
It's like... Milo!
Really freaked
out. Milo, you're on television!
She won't do that again.
And also, still in the end, Milo went off up the hill making his owner do another hill rep.
Yes, yeah.
So we're on the heath.
It's a good start.
Milo's owner are reunited.
Yes.
It's a bit windy, you can probably hear
windy,
that.
Yeah.
It's very... I love this weather. I love the weather in general at the moment because it's so November.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's been a little bit crisp, hasn't it? But this isn't too bad, is it?
No.
I quite like a bit of crisp.
Yesterday or the day before was one of the coldest days yet.
Right.
Do you think these two are stretching or have they fallen? Oh, I've fallen on the fence.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just passing the track.
The scene of many a...
It's not quite as wet as when we were here on Halloween, is it?
No.
Not quite.
Scene of many an epic 5K.
Worth a mention, I think, at this stage of Kev, who did a marathon on a track the other day.
Yes, 2:58, didn't they?
Yeah.
Kev Mace
did sub-3, running a marathon on a track.
Amazing.
It'd be tough if you'd done it on this one, because look, there's a fence.
Amazing.
You have to do one nasty hurdle every time round.
due to COVID-19, we've blocked off the track.
They put a fence in.
But yeah, I mean, a marathon on the track, that's just intense.
That's about 100, it was over 105 laps.
Yeah.
And that's really hard work.
I mean, retrospectively, I'm just embarrassed about how much I was complaining about doing 12.
Yeah, it's... Should we cut across and go cross country? Or do you want to go on the path?
Yeah, let's go across here. Yeah. Good call. Soft surfaces.
Yeah, it's incredible that he could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he set off with a mate and did the first 13, and apparently it wasn't his day.
Yeah.
I mean, props to the mate who's done 50-odd laps before realising it's not my day.
I was going to say, that's
day.
The first 13 miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine running 50 laps of Jack. I'm not really enjoying this.
It's not really my day. I've suddenly
realised. Of course
realized.
You're not!
Yeah.
It's a bit like punching yourself in the face 48 times.
Yeah. This isn't working out for me.
So, yeah, absolutely incredible achievement. And,
well done.
You know, brilliant, surreal. Of course, the only other person we know who's done anything like that is Susie Chen, who ran on the track for 24 hours.
24 hours, yeah.
Ooh. And that was as rainy as Halloween as well.
Did over 100 miles, yeah.
The very fact that they have to turn back
every
now and again just shows exactly how mind and body numbing it must be.
Because they're getting imbalanced.
Yeah. They're going to have to make you turn back, because at the moment your right leg is 8 inches longer than your left.
Yeah. That's tough.
So yeah, we're improvising on the heath now. Because
yeah.
I said, let's go this way, and you said, let's go that way, and now we've just gone up the hillside.
Yeah, it's great.
Which is good. More than ever, I've been missing the country this week.
Yeah.
So it's good to be here.
It is really nice.
Anyway, lots of excitement, track, Milo and everything. How are you?
I'm okay, yeah.
How's your leg? How's your life?
The leg's fine. I've still not been running much, just a few times last week, taking it gently. I mean, we mentioned it in passing last week, I'm still putting on loads of weight.
Yeah.
The weight gain this lockdown has been pretty irresistible. And I seem to have found a new base weight.
Yeah.
About 13 stone, and it used to be 12 and a half to 12.
Yeah.
It's a little bit...
Well, there was a picture, it was the anniversary, wasn't it, of our... It was a bit happy, sad moment, really, because Facebook threw up the memory of... us doing that 10K in Victoria Park.
Right, yes, of course.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Funny pictures.
Lots of fun was had.
But that was the beginning of your injury.
Yeah, that so 2 days later.
Living with that one way or another for a year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you look almost worryingly trim in those pics.
It feels like... It's funny because Facebook does give you those a year ago today moments. It feels like a different world, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's really...
Particularly this
year. It's bittersweet, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's bitter anyway.
Yeah. It's... Because one guy put one of me doing a set at the Comedy Store when I sort of improvised virtually the entire set about a bloke who turned up on the front row with a big bag full of meat. I've completely forgotten about that.
That was going to be your tour show this year, big bag full of meat.
But it was... It's like somebody calling for you from the ghosts of the past, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really weird.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And going back to the weight thing.
Yeah.
We were comparing notes the other day.
Yeah.
And you were saying, oh, I've been injured. So we're just going over the top of the... Oh, look at the sunshine over there.
Really?
I have to get the pictures while we're here in case you don't come back. Too good, the top of the hill. But yeah.
Yeah, it's been half... Not running as much. Half... The booze.
Wow.
The boozing. And half as well when I'm not boozing. I don't know if anyone else does this. I give myself a little treat because I'm not boozing. I reward myself.
Which is a really good idea.
With a bar of chocolate.
That's the problem.
So I'm kind of winning, losing every night of the week, you know.
It's like my wife is really good on... Well, she's excellent at parenting. She literally wrote a book on it. But I remember, you know, rewards are so good with the kids.
Yeah.
And really early on, she's like... Don't reward them with food.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all kinds of great rewards are great, and food is a real treat, but you don't want to mess up the relationships, you know.
Yeah, it's weird.
And that's basically what you've done there, is you've basically rewarded yourself with food.
Yeah.
Terrible mistake.
I'm not going to drink loads of fatty booze, so I'll just eat a massive... It's not massive. It's a bar of salted caramel.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
Yeah.
So it's not that
bad. When
bar.
You say a bar, is it one of those kind of grown-up supermarket bars? Is it 200 grams?
It's either a bar, yeah, it's either a bar or half of one of those, depending on which direction Rachel's looking at the time.
But it's a lockdown classic. The Deerings often have chocolate. We try and be strict and only do it the weekend, but if we've got it in and everyone says, let's have some chocolate, we have some chocolate.
Yeah.
But we do share
right.
a tiny amount of chocolate.
Really?
Between four big grown-ups.
It's a different world.
There's no so leaves at all on the climbing tree.
It's every man for himself in Crouchy.
Yeah.
If you find it, you get to eat it. Just got to do it quick.
I see, when I was younger, I used to eat everything.
Yeah.
Chocolate included.
Yeah.
Like I was in an eating competition.
Same here,
like it's some kind of challenge. I think I often give myself a hard time for this and other members of my family from that time.
What was that about?
But when it comes down to it, I've got a big something stuck to my foot. It's right. me in the back of the leg. Get off me. Just a big leaf.
Be gone.
I was realising the other day, me and my mum were reminiscing about how it's my birthday. Oh, Martin Hutchinson's birthday.
Oh, bless him. Happy
today,
birthday.
So it's to be slightly happy belated, birthday, Martin, but Martin. We're saying it to you on the day. Happy birthday. Yeah,
he'll be running at this very moment.
Yeah, he ran. Last week he ran 2,000 miles.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Which was slightly below his yearly target, weekly target.
He went over Everest twice. I think that's what it said. It was the Bridlington Everest. So, yeah, me and my mum were reminiscing about going up west on my birthday because my dad used to work in the West End.
Yeah.
So we'd leave school because I lived in West London then. I'd leave school, never go back. Crazy.
That'd be it, yeah.
Yeah. I'd walk out of school at the end of the day and we'd get a... we'd go to town and we'd see the Christmas lights and then go to some nice restaurant and then go and see a West End show. It was fantastic.
Nice, really nice.
Really good little... ritual, but it was always really a bit different, you know? And, but it's so funny because we were reminiscing about the restaurants and just suddenly realised that in the late 20th century, there was kind of no shame in selling your restaurant as a place of where you would be gorging yourself.
Yes, yeah.
I think a whole generation before us had known hunger, had known rationing and stuff. And you add that to American kind of, let's go for it, honey, consumer culture.
Yeah.
And you end up with this, what from here just looks crazy.
Yeah.
And we were saying, where did we go that year? Did we go to Fatso's Pasta Joint? The Chicago Meat Packers?
The Lardy Lounge.
I think we went to Heart Attack Hotel.
It used to be crazy. That great, but and also fairly cheap, doesn't it? I mean, sounds like an episode of Coronation Street from the 70s, but there was that place Stockport in Soho, and you could go and eat and really eat well for like a tenner. It was great.
Yeah, you said Stockport, didn't you?
Stockport.
I thought it was in Stockport.
No, Stockport.
I mean, Stockport.
Was great.
I was in Sir.
Sir.
It's not that that's a Sir.
Sir.
Sir. That accent is more Hull, isn't it? Sir. And people, and often very American, that, because the other thing back then is everyone loves a pizza, but pizza all came in from America.
Yeah.
Pizza Express was as much of a cultural shift as Wagamama and Nando's in the times afterwards. Before that, it was all pizza pies from
Japan. And you had your, you had loads of all-you-can-eat buffets for a tenner or whatever.
Well, you might as well have a massive one. You might as well have two.
Yes.
It was all there in the culture, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It's good that we do. I mean, of course, these things do still exist. But
not as much, do they?
And there's just a question mark, I think, that just wasn't there then, you know. You can still choose these options.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. And then it's funny, because that trickles down into hipster veganism. Trying to find places to get nice vegan food when I was in New York or around where I live in Hackney, and sometimes it just feels like the only thing you can get is pretend fried chicken,
right?
Pretend burgers. So I was, even for me, I was kind of after a salad.
Yeah,
guys. So what I'm saying is I've excused us having this habit of putting away a bunch of chocolate back in the day.
Yeah, it's oh, way up.
Milo! Milo!
It's funny, it just crept up. I was fine all summer. There was something about this second lockdown, even though it hasn't particularly been a lockdown.
Yes.
That kind of plunged me into the biscuit drawer.
But I think that some of that, is some of it a trigger? Do you think, I think your body at some level, even though you've been working with your injury all year, maybe there's a moment when you said, that's it, I'm taking some time off.
Yeah.
Possibly even it's seasonal. Your body says,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, of course, maybe.
Well, let's sort you out for hibernation in that case. Because that's what I found.
Yeah.
I just put on weight and I don't know why. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you've been keeping really fit.
Yeah. As you know, I hardly took any time off after London.
Yeah.
I'm 30 miles a week, yoga every day, doing all my exercises, and my eating habits. I do eat loads, but right. They haven't changed.
Right.
I'm still vegan. I'm still 16-8 fasting.
Yeah.
I've got rules about drinking, so I am drinking, but not that much.
Right.
And the other day, I measured myself, weighed myself, and I put on half a stone.
The bloody scales exploded.
I might as well stop running and eat chocolate every day.
But imagine, if you did though, imagine how we'd all put on weight. And we're fairly healthy-ish people. I don't eat loads.
No, it's right.
But the amount of exercise we do, the fact that we're just slightly, continually putting on weight,
yeah.
It's quite worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, and I found that, I mean, I was genuinely bewildered. I didn't quite know how it happened. I think that there is switches you turn on and off, aren't there? Like, I always have this thing where less and less, but nevertheless, because I used to be a fat bloke.
Yeah.
I'm always worried that it's just going to clap back on, that guy is just sort of waiting behind
the door.
He's
coming back, yes, yeah.
And and it doesn't work like that.
No.
And the more complicated thing is, generally, when I first put on weight these days, I kind of bulk up.
Right.
I get bigger muscles in the upper half of my upper body.
Nice.
And I think, oh, look.
Nice.
Just get a bit.
Who's this buff guy?
Dang.
Yeah.
I think I made that word up.
Yeah.
And then, wait a minute. And then, you know, and then I don't like it. Because I like to be muscly, but I don't want to put on weight, apart from anything else. Because if I have one problem with my running, it's my knees.
Right.
And the heavier you are,
yeah.
The more pressure you're putting on your knees.
And also, you don't want to intimidate people with how buff you are, do you?
I know, people are terrified.
You're already so cut, people.
I'm such...
Start freaking out when they see
such
you.
Such a figure of a man. I mean, yeah. At least I'm not gigging.
Yeah.
Because when I used to take to the stage...
Yeah.
With that kind of superhero
look. A lot of
look.
Guys just used to leave the room, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, crying.
I couldn't take it.
In tears.
Yeah, yeah. I can't stand it. Look what it's doing to us.
Look at the power of the beast. Yeah. That's a brilliantly obscure quote. My friends went to the cinema to see Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And they went to McDonald's afterwards and there was a tie-in with three big plastic cups.
Yeah.
And whoever it was at the counter... couldn't decide whether to get the T-Rex plastic cup
right, yeah.
Or the Velociraptor plastic cup. And the girl behind the counter, in a brilliant moment where you're kind of thinking, oh, it's just the blooming drone.
Right.
Depressed drone stuck behind the counter. Of course, she's a girl the same age as these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
With a life and a sense of humour and everything.
Course, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And she just said, but look at the power of the beast. That's the high moment of McDonald's interaction.
And then immediately we got sacked.
Yeah, yeah.
HR, clear your desk.
It's like she was out of within 10 minutes and she died later that year.
Yeah.
I talked to Barbara Nice last night.
All right.
Lovely Janice Connolly.
Yeah. In what capacity?
Interviewed me on a podcast.
Oh, that's nice.
It's always nice when friends talk on a podcast.
And what was the podcast?
It's No, she hasn't told me that yet.
All right, okay.
She just said, I'm going to phone you up, we're going to talk on my podcast. And then it was just a really nice chat.
Yeah, she's
and
lovely.
A bit like our podcast. I hope that it had a wide appeal. But anyway, it's right, I had a lovely time. But she said she's got a fan a Patreon follower.
Yeah.
And so she was sort of interacting.
All you need is one. Yes.
That's right. Yeah. That's what she said, just the one.
Yeah.
And she was saying, she's trying to, you know, encourage and have a nice conversation. She said, "You're going to be putting up your Christmas decorations?" And she said, and the woman said, I can't really do it. I've got a bad back, but my husband might do it for me." And so probably a nice friendly message. Oh, I hope he does.
Yeah.
But also correct meant that she messaged, "I hope he dies."
Merry Christmas.
It's so brutal, isn't it?
Yeah.
"How are you?
Yeah.
Getting your decorations up? My husband might do it. I hope he dies."
Yeah. What?
It's one of the best autocorrects. Although...
How to lose a Patreon in one.
Me and Tom Price, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
We're Tom.
We're Tom.
I was talking to him as a message the other day, and I said, "Are we still good for this?" And autocorrect changed it to, "Are we still getting old?"
Right.
I said, why did autocorrect think I wanted to say that?
Seems...
Ouch!
Seems like we are...
I don't think I've ever been here before, by the way.
No, I don't actually know.
Oh, I know where we are.
It's some sort of back route to the camp.
Yeah, we're
it?
Getting into the car park at Kenwood, right. Which is fine. There's a good bit of heath up here, but that's further left. I'm learning.
Yeah, I've been here before.
A few bits.
I know this place.
It's exciting, isn't it? Look, cat people queuing up for the cafe. As you say, it's not the tightest lockdown.
Feels suddenly miles, doesn't it?
Well, it's changing all the time. It's going to be soon be the end of lockdown too.
Oh, we don't want to go on the road, do we? Come on, let's go there.
I thought we could go along and go back in. Okay, go left.
We can go down there, can't we?
And
fairly. Where did? Is it
that way? This way, through this gateway, Paul.
Is it? All right, okay.
Lot of cars.
It's jammed.
So yeah, we're gonna
finish
this current situation on the second.
Yes.
You're going away, aren't you?
Yes. I'm going to Dubs. I'm going to Dooby Dooby Doo.
Yeah.
Dubai. I, if truth be told, I actually don't really want to go.
Well, I can hear that.
But I'm booked. I'm going to.
Okay, yeah.
And I'll enjoy the gigs and the sun and stuff. But I'll just miss that sort of big Christmas starting to happen thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's quite nice the way there's been an absolute moratorium on bitching about Christmas trees going up early.
Yeah.
They're saying people are allowed that this year.
Yes, yes.
Which is a really good...
Yeah,
they'll... particularly since that's the kind of community decision, you know?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Although I do worry about people needing another tree on the 19th, 20th.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's not just the tree. I mean, I totally support that. Anyway, get your happiness where you like. But I just don't think people can keep that plate spinning for 6 weeks.
No, I don't think so.
If you're going to feel Christmassy now, you're kind of guaranteeing yourself not feeling Christmassy by, when am I thinking? Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's weird, this kind of... I mean, I love Christmas. We both love Christmas. But this idea that everyone's going to... get Granny down for Christmas and then she'll be really ill, if not dead, by late January.
Yeah.
I just don't think people are going to take that risk.
No, that's
when they're that close to a vaccine. I know we're not. It's just, I don't think people are that stupid, you know.
I just think it's a wider issue that the dialogue... God, the front of Kenwood House, isn't it great to come somewhere different?
Yeah, this...
Look at that!
Yeah, we've never been this way, have we?
Isn't it good? Let's stay with it.
Or should we go? Should we spin round?
Oh, he wants to go back to the boring places we always go. Yeah, let's do it.
No, I mean it's all
good.
Nice. I've never actually seen it from that.
Do you know who'd like that house?
Who?
Kenwood.
Kenwood. Kenwood love that. Kenwood.
But yeah, I think basically that there's this sense of between the PR-iness of the government and the ubiquity of the internet that it just becomes like a cartoon conversation.
Yes, yeah. It's
instead of saying, this is what's going to be happening in society, it sort of turns into, what are we all doing for Christmas now? Yeah.
Can Boris save Christmas?
Exactly.
Are we allowed Christmas?
No one was asking.
It's completely infantilised a culture, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And it's infantilised exactly it. It's completely connected to the hire van that says, I drink diesel. So you don't drink anything. You're a van.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Can I have a chocolate bar? I'm not drinking tonight.
I eat chocolate.
Go to bed, you infant.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, we're going to go and see, we will be going to see Julie and Matt for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But I don't think we'll be extending, I mean, Northern relatives, they're not coming down, we're not going up to see them.
Yeah.
You're this close to a vaccine, you just wait, I'd imagine.
That's right, it's complicated.
And I think a lot of people will.
Because of terminology and stuff, but my mum, who was shielding for the first time, they got in touch with her and told her what to do.
Yeah.
They never used the word shielding. But it's the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's not supposed to go to the chemist, for example.
Right.
Or to the shops. So, and of course, until the vaccine's all spread around the world, whether they're saying go in or stay in or go out, that's got to mean she's at risk. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if we said, yeah, we'll see on Christmas Day, that's exactly what you were just saying. It seems it's a very poor Christmas present to give her. Particularly as, sorry, it's going to go right. That way. Look at this, though.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is basically Christmas weather up here. You know how it's often quite mild at Christmas? You get a real cold snap.
Yeah.
Around December the 20th, and Christmas itself is like this, I've found.
And people talking about five families forming a bubble.
Yeah.
I just can't see much of that happening.
It doesn't.
Because you know, the exponential contacts that includes is probably thousands.
That's,
do you know?
Right. Exactly. Like, I mean, before you said that, I was just going to say, you know, my kids, 14 and 15, they're going to school every day.
Yeah.
They get emails. You know, as of today, we got an email saying, we're afraid that one of the year 11s is not in my son's bubble. It's in the other half of the year. Has got it.
Yeah.
There's two teachers off with it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so at any moment, it's such a blooming... how would you describe a precarious bubble?
Yes.
A bubble with holes in it.
Yeah.
And this is like, imagine if we said, yeah, what we do is we'll parcel that all up and we'll take it to my mum's house.
Yeah, and you'll be indoors all the time.
Yeah. But with the windows
singing,
open.
Singing carols. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's...
She's coming round, though.
Oh, yeah.
Singing carol.
Get carol.
Hello, everybody!
Get carol round.
I'm singing all the songs!
But apart from anything else... If you got it now, seriously, you'd just feel stupid, wouldn't you? Because it's so close. It does feel close. But till some kind of normality.
Yeah, but it's spreading, isn't it? That's the thing. I think you're absolutely right. So it's funny how you would feel stupid. But on the other hand, it's spreading. So there's this habit, really reasonable.
Whoa, whoa.
I brought us to the muddiest place on the heath. We need to get through here.
No.
We need to go through here if we can.
Oh, this will do.
It's the muddiest place in the heath.
It's so lovely.
Once again, we're at the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
We've done it. We managed to get through it.
But yes, instinctively you think, well, I did this in the summer, so it must be fine. Whereas, of course, the thing spreads, which is the problem. So things that were...
And it wasn't spreading in the summer, really.
Yeah, not, it wasn't for a bit.
Yeah.
And then it did. And now, so you can say, oh, I can go to that cafe in... and go and queue up at that cafe in Newington Green, I always do. And like, and then one day, that's where it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it spreads.
If only the virus wore a hat. And you could see...
If only the virus wore a hat! This is one of Carol's favourites.
Charlie Corona. Hiya, fellas!
If only the virus wore a hat! Sing along! If only the virus wore a hat!
I'm over here at the moment, so if you'd like to give me space, Charlie Corona!
So, yeah, we'll rack up some episodes for when you go away.
Yeah, we will do, yeah. And we'll rack them up. We'll go maybe try and go for a bit of a longer run next week and get a few in. And, yeah, I'll be in Dubai.
If you want to do some serious stretching before then, meet me at the Hellmouth and we'll bow down before the horny toad lord of the underworld.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.